My name is Bill Levy, and I am the CEO of Pacific Ag.
All right, Bill, to start with, why don't you tell me a little bit about Pacific Ag and how you started and how your growth has been in the last since you started?
Well, we started about 20 years ago working with growers to find markets for their different crops, mainly forage crops and the residue that's left over after their main harvest. And for basically the last 20 years, we've been focused on expanding those markets and finding new markets. We saw a potential to take this experience in what we do and move to the Midwest and help growers manage different types of residues in that area as well. We've seen a lot of growth in the Midwest.
Well, as a biomass harvest company, you're pretty ahead of the game by starting 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, in Oregon, we have a grass seed crop that is grown that leaves a large amount of residue after the harvest of grass seed straw. And so, you know, a long time ago, they banned burning of that product, which required us to find other markets and other uses for that residue. And so that's really where we got our start. And so, you know, I'd like to say managing residue for us is nothing new, something we've done for the last 20 years. And so it's exciting to see the different uses now emerging in the bioenergy space.
And your services really allow growers to kind of diversify their operations. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I think for growers, Pacific Ag is an easy solution for managing residue. The grower doesn't need to invest in the capital in both equipment and people necessary to perform the harvest. They can really just focus on their primary harvest and let Pacific Ag come in, you know, with the latest equipment and certainly a skilled staff, and manage that residue to the right level and make sure that it's performed sustainably as well. You know, and that doesn't mean all fields every year. Some years Mother Nature may not have the moisture there that they feel comfortable with, you know, harvesting all of that residue. So we can be very selective. And I think, you know, relying on Pacific Ag to perform that work saves the grower a lot of headaches and also gives them a lot of flexibility.
Well, how does Pacific Ag identify emerging fields and opportunities in the residue management and biomass industries?
Well, we have a couple people here that are focused on, you know, emerging markets for biomass, and that's really what we've done for the last 20 years. It's been mainly focused on the forage markets, both domestically and internationally, feed markets. But in the last 5 years, we've seen biofuels, bioproducts, biochemicals all become real opportunities for biomass. And so it's been really exciting for us. We've tried to stay focused on finding new markets for these products for quite a while. So it's an exciting time.
Why would a grower select Pacific Ag as far as their residue management and biomass harvesting issues are concerned versus doing it on their own?
We provide them with a really simple solution for managing residue. You know, we have a very experienced staff that's really been doing this all of their professional lives. You know, we have the latest equipment, and we have the latest best practices for harvesting techniques as well. And so I think relying on Pacific Ag is an easy choice for them and gives them some comfort that they're working with a company that, you know, can help them manage this biomass crop, manage it to the best market, and manage it long term.
Well, you said you're really getting into the Midwest and where we're getting more cellulosic ethanol plants. So why would ethanol plants with biomass needs like that select Pacific Ag?
Well, we can save, what we have seen is we can save them time and money in developing the supply chain. You know, it's a very specific supply chain with very specific challenges. And I think we have a lot of experience overcoming those challenges and developing those supply chains quicker than anybody else. And so I think for projects in the Midwest, you know, hopefully we're providing them with a quicker time to market that's ultimately less expensive because you don't have the learning curve. We've kind of already learned some things the hard way over the last 20 years. So we bring all of that experience to projects, and hopefully we're providing a lot of value for them.
Can you give me some examples of the biomass needs of ethanol plants in the Midwest and how you can help them? Are you talking about like corn silver harvesting, or where, what are you talking about as far as feedstocks are concerned there?
The main feedstocks being focused on right now are the corn stover and the wheat straw products because of their abundance and supply. what we find in the Midwest is not everybody, not all growers are accustomed to removing that residue. So again, I think it gives both the grower and whoever's developing these biorefineries confidence that we have had that experience and, you know, have been there harvesting that residue for a while and know how to do that at a level that creates, you know, some satisfaction in the grower base, you know, having it perform the right way and having it done sustainably, but mainly focused on corn stover and wheat straw right now.
Well, you mentioned sustainability, and that's where I was going to go next, is because, you know, there's been some concerns mentioned about the conservation aspects of harvesting this type of residue that has, you know, generally been used to help replenish the soil and that kind of thing. So what are the concerns that you take into account when you are doing that kind of harvesting of leftover materials in the field?
We take into account several factors: the soil type that they might have, the topography, the moisture profile that they have over the last several years, and also the yield of the crop. Their rotation as well goes into determining how much residue is the right amount of residue to remove. So, you know, we're making sure that we take everything into account, that we are doing it sustainably. If it's not done that way, you know, nobody wins. We don't win. The grower certainly doesn't win long term. And so I think the industry is focused on, and we are focused on, making sure it's sustainable and making sure that we have a long term viable program. And, you know, there's certainly been a lot of research out there around sustainability. And I think, you know, we're seeing that it in fact can be done sustainably. Not all ground is the same, though. So it has to be managed particular to that farm, that field, and sometimes even a section of a field. And that is, you know, some of the things we're focused on, making sure that we have a balanced residue management program that is down to the field level, if not even more than that.
And that's what you help provide for those growers, that they may not, this is a new area for everybody, and you provide the equipment, you provide that kind of management expertise that they may not have, and there's something in it for them as well. This is an extra source of income for them, right?
It is. You know, different biomasses return different amounts per acre, but it's absolutely another source of income, and it's substantial. We're finding that it has become a mainstay for growers. You know, they count on it now, and it's helped with college tuitions. It's helped with paying some homes off. It's become very important for the growers that are part of our program to count on that biomass revenue. So that's been really positive. But on the sustainability side as well, you know, we encourage growers that if they're nervous about the sustainability, that they try it on a small scale, you know, and if they've got, say, 10 fields, they certainly don't have to try all of them, and we can experiment on a couple of those fields, and they can see how that works and really get a feel for it before they make a full commitment.
Well, where do you see this industry going? Obviously, you've been in it for 20 years now. Are you seeing some real good growth at this point?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of opportunity and a lot of growth. You know, I think the exciting thing is that in the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to see biomass being used for all sorts of products. And it won't be uncommon, I don't think, in a short amount of time, really, to see plastic products, plastic bottles, you know, other consumer products being made from renewable biomass. And that's exciting. And I think the idea that it's not just a grain crop anymore, but we're going to utilize the entire plant and find the highest and best use for all parts of the plant. And some of that is organic matter back in the soil, but some of it's certainly going to be turning this biomass into bioproducts or biochemicals. And then, of course, there's the grain portion of the crop as well. And so I really think that the next 10 years is going to be really exciting for biomass and for all the uses.
Thank you very much. That's Bill Levy, founder and CEO of Pacific Ag. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.